الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي أرسله رسوله بالهدى والحق المبين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز ورفعنا لك ذكرك وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite praise and glory It's for our Lord, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who sent us rahmatan lil alameen, the one who sent us shafi'ul muznibin, the one who sent us the beloved, most noble and prestigious messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And peace and blessings be upon his noble and beautiful family and upon the noble companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we are in the sacred month of Rabiul Awwal, a blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, a month of Nur and Hidayah. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we are gathered here to praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to also to remember, because the verse that I recited, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, to remember and to rejoice in the praise of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, that when you receive the grace and when you receive the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these two things, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, that once you receive my grace and once you receive my rahmah, and we know the greatest rahmah is none other than rahmatan lil alameen, and the greatest grace, i.e. the boon, blessing and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when you receive these two things, be happy, be joyous, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these two greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. This is the greatest gathering that you can have, the gathering in remembrance of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a gathering in which you remember the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we remember him and we rejoice and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this greatest ni'mah unto all of mankind, unto all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama is the very reason why all of creation came into existence, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was that he created the nur of your prophet, i.e. he created my nur. And from the nur of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, everything else came into existence. So he is the core, he is the essence, he is the energy of all of creation, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted all of existence to know the nur and the guidance of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, wanted the rububiyyah, wanted the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be recognized via the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is why we find in various ahadith, the Messenger, the Sahaba ikram would ask that, what was the first, did you know when you were a prophet, that when did it become incumbent upon you, or when did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mandate for you to become a Nabi? When it became wajib, mata wajabat laka nabuwa ya Rasulullah. And the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and he replied, wa adamu bayna ruhi wal jasad, that Adam alayhi salam was between these two forms of existence, that he had his clay form, his physical form, and he had the ruh. These two had not come together, they had not yet been combined. And even at that time, I was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know that the very first thing in existence is the nur of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is why we've come to remember and to rejoice from whom all of creation began, from that very singular point, the point of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, we carry on to remind ourselves that this is an opportunity for renewal. And renewal means to refresh our state, our hal, our situation, and to renew our iman, and to strengthen our resolves and our intentions, and to get back on the correct path. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he reminds us that رَسُولًا يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, that the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sent to renew your iman by repeating to you the verses of the Quran. And when verses of the Quran are repeated to you again and again, it renews your iman, it strengthens your iman, it strengthens your resolve, it strengthens your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And within that verse, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, يُزَكِّيهِمْ is the transformation or the process of tazkiyah, where you go through that reflection, that inner reflection and that inner transformation and that renewal, and you purify yourself and you get better and you get more cleaner and purer in terms of your iman and your intention and your resolve and also your actions. So this is the month of renewal. This is the month of restoration. For when the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came, he came to humanity, he came to earth to restore the balance of the civilizations, to restore the balance of humanity, to remove the ignorance and to remove the darkness and to replace that with the nur and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are here to restore balance in the world, restore moderation within the world, restore that which is made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct manner. So these are some of the things, because normally whenever we do a khutbah, we say the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was shafi'ul muslimin, rahmatan lil alameen, he's all of these things. But we don't really qualify any of these statements. So I did a very, very cursory look, very, very quick look at the Quran, and all of these things that I have mentioned, whether you're remembering, whether you are rejoicing, whether you're reflecting back on the first of creation, and you're looking at this renewal and this restoration, and you're tracing back in the footsteps of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, all of these things are explicitly mentioned there within the glorious Quran, within the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you retrace in the footsteps of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the best method that you can have. This is the best journey that you can have. This is the best path that you can have within your life as an individual, as a human being, as a neighbor, as a friend, as a father, whatever you are. When you follow in the footsteps of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then you can become the best of creation. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, that if you truly claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite the glorious kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to qualify and validate your claim in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what much must you do? You must follow in the footsteps of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. that ittiba, that retracing, and that following the footsteps of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is the qualification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you to truly see whether or not you are truly worthy of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. And we revere the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and we raise the praise of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, that not only to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you also must believe in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. There is no separation. When you say the kalima, you have to complete the kalima by saying there is none other worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that iman is only complete when you love and follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you revere and respect the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the way that you praise the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wa tu'azziruhu izzat, come from here, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَقَارُ, nobility and honor, this all for the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. We remember him because he is no ordinary human being, he is no ordinary form of creation, he is the one who has been given the most elevated of stations and status by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَسَى أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, the most loftiest, the most elevated, the pinnacle of all of creation, the status and the maqam is reserved solely for the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is why we praise the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. We raise his zikr, we elevate him and we honor him, and we show our reverence and respect towards the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because he is the most prestigious, he is the most honorable messenger of all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, that those messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, not all of them are equal. Some have been elevated above others, and the most elevated is none other than the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, that indeed, undoubtedly, there has come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from amongst yourself, not just to address the Arabs at that time, but also from the human nature as well, from the DNA perspective, from the biological perspective, from the spiritual perspective, from the physiological aspect, we all come from the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And for him, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ, he is worried and he is concerned for our welfare and our well-being, our present, our past, and also for our future. And he is compassionate and merciful towards us, just the way that our parents are compassionate and merciful towards us, but in a far greater manner. And in a far greater manner, just the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as well. And therefore, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, that whomsoever obeys, wholeheartedly obeys the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then indeed he has obeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that four or five lines just in black, you can see all of that expanded in all of the verses, the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the glorious verses of the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be proud, we should have this fakhr, we should have this naz, that bay misal and bay misal, as they say, unparalleled. We have the most prestigious, most honorable and elevated, unparalleled messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be proud that we can say that he is our prophet. We should be proud of what he came and what he gave us of the Quran and of the sunnah, of iman, of our deen, of guidance, of nur and hidayah, of humanity, of social structure, of etiquettes and manners and akhlaq and adab. We should be proud of all of these things and should be eager to emulate the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the khutbah, wa rafa'na laka zikrak. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised his zikr, has raised his remembrance, and therefore we must also consequently follow in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is our duty as the followers of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam to encapsulate and to embody the beautiful character and akhlaq of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no other being in existence, no other creation that is more important than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the question that I will be posing today is, who is the most important being for you in creation? Some of you will answer, well, I'm the most important thing. You know, I matter. You, your own existence, and what you are happy with, what makes you satisfied and content. Many people from a young age, they learn to just self-gratify. They think, there's nobody more important than me. There's nobody more worthy of me. Other people will go beyond that step and say, well, it is my parents, my mother or my father. Some people will say their employer, some people will say celebrities or footballers or something else. Everybody has a different answer. But if you look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see what is the most important thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you see that is none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So for the youngsters here today, who have their Facebook, who have their Twitter, who have their Instagram, who have various platforms, they look at all of these people on the platforms to find out who is the most popular. And you see the person who gets the most hits, the person who gets the most likes, the person who gets the most ticks, the person who has the most visitors on their website or on their platform, they say, this is the person to follow. This is the person to look towards and to take anything that they say and listen to their advice and dress like them and behave like them and talk like them and forward all of their messages. This is what people say. So if you have a very, very cursory look at these platforms, you'll see that Ronaldo, who doesn't know Ronaldo? He has 122 million followers. Shakira, 104, Vin Diesel, 101, Eminem, 90 million, Messi, the footballer, 89 million, Taylor Swift, 120 million followers, Neymar, 123, Beyonce, 130, and The Rock. Who doesn't know The Rock? Dwayne Johnson. 150 million followers. This is what our youngsters are looking towards and ticking and following and looking up to. These are their role models. These are the most popular things for them. This is what is going through their brains on a daily basis. Let's see what's their post, what's their Instagram, what's their status, all of these things. And similarly, we look at successful people and companies as well. We'll see, okay, what is success? Who is the most popular in their particular field? Is it Steve Jobs? Is it Bill Gates? Is it Jeff Bezos? Do you know these names? You know, the people and the owners of Amazon and Bill Gates and Microsoft and Apple, Sundar Pichai, or if, whether I said his name or not, you know, the CEO of Google, Elon Musk, Saudi Aramco, for the oil industry, Apple, Samsung, Coca-Cola, Toyota. I'm not selling any of these, by the way. Mercedes, Disney, all of these things. These are part and parcel of everyday culture and society norms. And everybody knows these names, these brands, and everybody is following them, especially our youngsters. These are the most important brands and things for them to consider. And this is what they look up to, that this is the most important thing for us in our lives. But all of these people and these companies and these platforms, all they want from you is your praise. They want you to praise them, like them, share their posts, etc. All they want is your attention. They want you to be focused on them and engrossed within them. And all they want is your money ultimately as well. By you liking them, you buy their merchandise, you follow them and you behave like them and you dress like them. This is what people want. This is how the world operates on likes. This is how the world operates on hits and shares and statuses and all of these things. But I want you to go back to that original thing that I mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does He look towards? Who is the most popular? Who is the most beloved? Who is the most important to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore, who should be the most important to the Muslims? Who should be the most important to the Ahl Iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So anyone will acknowledge that if you get a billion followers, whoa, you know, it's very, very difficult, even for all of these big personalities, to get a billion followers. Even Wax and Shine doesn't have a billion followers, mashallah, even though he does a fantastic job. But nobody gets a billion followers just overnight. It takes years and years and years and years, and you have to constantly be doing things, and especially in the positive light, in order for you to continue to get people. So whether it's followers or buyers, to get a billion followers or buyers in a day is absolutely phenomenal for business. It's great for the enterprises. To do this for a day, to do this for a week, for a month or for a year is extraordinary. It's not really, really possible to sustain this type of like and people following you at such a large scale. But to do this consistently for years is no short than a miracle. If you look at all of these measures of success, if you take all of these measures of popularity, because this is how our children see popularity, how they see success by the likes and the followers and the pages and the hits and the shares. This is how our youngsters see it. If you see all of that and compare that to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then you will see that he is unparalleled, that he beats everything in existence, in creation, by breathtaking margins. Why? Simply by one or two verses of the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing this particular action. All of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are doing this particular action. You know, if you want to talk about ticks and likes and shares and forwards, all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing that in that particular manner. Yusalluna ala nabi, they're sending salatu salam upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O you who want to be successful, O you who want to be recognized, O you who want to have any recognition, then you also send salatu salam upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So look at how the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is followed and ticked and shared and Instagrammed. All of these things, remember how he is praised daily by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll come to that, but just let's look at creation. Currently there's 1.9 billion Muslims in the world. 1.9 billion Muslims, that's not a small amount. And even if you don't collect the entire 1.9 billion, and even if you take almost half of that, and you say, chalo, 9 million Muslims, 900 million Muslims, sorry, even if 900 million Muslims out of the 1.9, those who are mature, those who are sane, those who are able, and those who actually have some practice within their life, 900, if you just take 900 million Muslims, and they are praying their minimum 5 daily prayers. So the 2 farz of Fajr, 4 of Zuhr, 4 of Asr, 3 of Maghrib, and 4 of Isha. Just those absolutely minimum salah. And within that salah, you have a minimum of sending durood salam upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So if you take those 900 million Muslims and you take their 5 daily prayers and you just multiply that, then you get 4,500,000,000 likes and followers and sharers of the love of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is no ordinary thing. So for youngsters, you should really reflect and ask yourself, who should you really be following? Who is the most liked? Who is the most praised? Who is the most worthy of your attention? Is none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And consider the millions and millions of people who go on a daily, weekly basis to the rawda of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to the jali mubarak of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the millions of students in madrasas, in dahrul ulooms, in seminaries, who are constantly remembering and praising and reading the seerah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Think about the millions and millions of scholars and the saliheen and the pious people and the individuals who are sending salatu salam upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the muazzins who do salatu salam before the azan, the munshids who are praising the Messenger alayhi salatu salam, the poets, and imagine the angels. You have at least 2 angels on your shoulders, you have at least a few angels around you. لَهُمْ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ, at least 4 angels surrounding you as well. And imagine the billions of angels in the heavens, the billions of angels who come on a daily basis to the heavens and go around the Kaaba and to the rawda of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imagine all of the archangels. Ibrahim alayhi salam's wahi has finished. It has ceased. He has no more duty to send the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His job is done. So what is his duty now? His duty is none other than to praise the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the jinns, the cosmos, and more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from the beginning of creation. And if you take that 4,500,000,000 for the last obviously 1400 years or so, imagine the statistics, your mind will boggle at how many people are following and praising. But the question truly is that how sincere is that? What is the quality of that praise and that remembrance? So for our youngsters, it's important for us not just to look at these people who have 100 million or 120 million followers and who are popular today and may not be popular in 3 months or 6 months to a year. These people who constantly change with the sands of time, look at the most praised, the most elevated, the most prestigious, the most noble, the one who is being praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember this verse, wa rafa'na laka zikrak, that we have raised high your remembrance for your sake. So to please the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to reassure and to honor the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah saying that we have raised your remembrance now, tomorrow, until the day of Qiyamah, and even after that, the most praised, the most honored, the most followed, the most revered, the most prestigious Messenger will be none other than our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we should be proud of this association, we should be proud of this connection and this honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us when he said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. We should be proud when he said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We should be proud when he said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. We should be proud when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. We should be proud and we should be the ones who are truly following in the footsteps of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that whoever sends salutations upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 salutations upon that individual and remove 10 of your sins and elevate 10 of your maqams before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that no one sends salutations upon me except that the angels continue to send salutations upon them for as long as they do so. Imagine what you receive just by remembering the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you follow or tick or like one of these celebrities and these personalities, what do you get in return? Nothing. When you remember the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, look at all of the treasures, look at all of the rewards that you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that one of the best of your days is Jumu'ah, so send a great deal of salutations upon me on this day, for your salutations would be presented to me. Hence why before Jumu'ah, during Jumu'ah, and after Jumu'ah, we abundantly and excessively send salatu wasalam upon the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And we read the salatu salam of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Bareilvi after Jumu'ah in that love and that reverence and that honor of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that the closest of people to me on the day of judgment will be those who are most proficient, i.e. excessive and abundant in sending salatu salam upon me. So if you want to be following the people of the dunya, you will not get very far in the dunya. Those people that you like today don't even know that you exist. You receive no benefit or reward from them whatsoever. All they want is your attention and your praise and your money. But if you follow the most honored, the most remembered, the most revered Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you'll be recognized, you'll be raised, you'll be elevated, and you'll be given a great maqam in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Therefore remember and remind yourselves and your children that we have a bare misal and bare misal Messenger blessed, given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have an unparalleled Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, when the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, when the grace and mercy is bestowed upon you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should you do? فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. We should be joyous and we should be gracious and we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Kuch elanat aap hazrat.